Today's episode of Fantasy Fiction is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audibletrial.com/fantasyfiction. Over 100,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Kindle, MP3 player, or Magic Stone. Today we're recommending The Eye of the World, Book 1 of The Wheel of Time by Robert Jordan. It's a 30-hour book, people. Think of the value. Once again, that's audibletrial.com/fantasyfiction for your free audiobook download. And if they ask, tell them Snickerdoodle sent you. Reese's can suck it.
In the land of fantasy and the fields of fiction, there rode two knights across the plains. Two thieves of the night, two warriors of honor. In the shadow of the mountain cry their name.
Until the deed is done.
Fantasy Fiction.
Until the quest is won.
Fantasy Fiction.
The battle's in our minds.
Fantasy Fiction.
Until the end of time.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Fantasy Fiction, : Wizard Hang 4. I think this is the fourth one we've done.
I think so. I think it's either 4 or 5. I lost count. I don't know.
No one knows anymore. You want to know why? Because wizards ain't got no rules.
Yeah. We could have skipped over, 3 even and just gone to 4.
And you would have had to deal with it.
Yeah, just suck it up.
Just listen.
Just do it. Just listen.
Just freaking open your ears, because this is Dominic, and that's Josh.
Hi, it's me.
Welcome to hell. If you're unfamiliar, Wizard Hangs are the general banter episodes of Fantasy Fiction, and it was a Patreon milestone goal that was met, and this is the first one.
Yay!
If you want to check out other Patreon stuff, you can go to patreon.com/fantasyficpod. But right now, guys, we have some topics from you guys, from people who donated to the Patreon.
So we many good topics.
Their topics, because that's the way it works. And, we're going to talk about them. But first, Josh, why don't we start with the reg?
What did we do this week?
What'd you do this week?
I'm just going to be honest with you, with everybody. Last night, I just shit my brains out.
Oh, you had a bad time.
It was a super bad time. I don't know what happened to me. I was like, do I need to go to the hospital? Should this be a thing that's happening to me? I don't know, man.
Well, what
ruined my day?
What happened? What did you eat yesterday?
I had some. It's my fault. I made some fish.
Oh, Josh, I figured it out. Look, I can help people if you had a bad.
Yeah.
If you had a bad time in the bathroom.
Yeah.
I'm like a detective on it.
You're okay? Like a Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah, you ate bad fish.
I ate bad fish, and. It was terrible. It was terrible.
Was it terrible to eat?
No, it was good. It wasn't even really that good because I made it and I don't know what I'm doing. Which I think that's another part of the problem was I was just like, that's fine.
Yeah. Well, fish is one of those things that if you don't cook it right,
yeah,
it can result in some bad times.
I just want everyone to know that I'm a human being and sometimes I have really bad diarrhea. We need to get that out there.
It's nature's comedy, dude. Diarrhea is part of nature's comedy.
It's true.
That's a shame, man. I'm sorry that you had to go
through okay.
that.
It's okay. I watched a movie, though, and it made me feel better.
Because
I was in there so long that I just brought my TV in. I just pulled it in.
Just watched Lord of the Rings.
The extended edition. I watched that movie, Wild. It's about... This real-life lady named Cheryl Strayed, I guess is her name. It's really good movie. I would recommend it. It's sort of told in flashback form about, this lady, who... You know, she was, addicted to heroin and stuff, and then she, walks the Pacific Crest Trail.
Uh-huh.
Good movie. Totally would recommend it. Really liked it. I don't know.
It's on Netflix?
No, it's on HBO Go.
Oh, okay. You know what? I got HBO Go, so I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, so it's good. Get to see some nature.
Oh, yeah? Oh, I love nature.
It made me want to walk. Made me want to go into nature, yeah, man.
Hey, guys, here's a tip.
find a national park near yourself and take a walk.
Yeah. Do we have any in Pennsylvania? I don't think we have any.
Plenty. Yeah, yeah. There's Tyler.
That's
Tyler
a state park. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's not a national.
I want to go see like a big one, like a good one.
Yeah, there are some national parks in PA. You just have to do a search. There's so many national parks.
I know. There's a million of them.
Yeah, 1 million, I think, actually is the
number. I think President Obama was like, there are too many parks. We got to cut it off at a million.
We're going to have to start selling them off. And that's what he said with the accent, too. For some reason, he dropped that in.
He went southern. He went a little southern.
He's like, we're going to have to sell these. State parks are fine, too. It's beautiful. Just take a little nice walk. Maybe bring some old Toby with you. Maybe don't smoke it out in the wilderness and cause a fire. That's a bad
don't
idea.
Don't do that. But, you know, you could, I mean, just use your head. I want to go to one that's like, if you get stuck, you're dead. Like, I want that aspect, because
that's bad. People eat mushrooms, and then they get lost, and then they have to either die or...
Yeah, the helicopter has to come get you.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. I remember that happened a couple years ago here in L.A., like, in one of the parks nearby, and they were like, should have to pay. Those idiots who ate mushrooms and got lost should have to pay for all the money we lost.
Yeah, but California's losing lots of money.
Yeah.
They're like the third biggest economy in the world.
Well, it's a huge state.
There's so many people. You got like 54 million people living in your fucking state, man.
I know.
It's crazy. Everyone needs to stop moving there.
I know.
Don't live there. If you live there now, I don't know.
Get out.
Go find another one.
Run.
Who needs people? Montana. They need people.
Montana needs people bad. In fact.
No, don't move there, because that's where I want to go, to the national park.
Oh, okay.
I want to go there.
Which one?
I don't know.
Big Montana Park?
Big Montana Park. Big old Montana Sky Park. That's what I want to do.
Tell you what I did this week, man.
What'd you do?
I watched something, too. I watched a documentary on Vimeo called Florida Man.
Oh, yeah, you were telling me a little bit about this.
It's great. I would recommend it to anyone. It's about 45 minutes long. It's real good.
Dude, my dad lives in Florida. Was he in it?
Yeah, he was. He was like, my son Josh does a podcast.
It's dope.
I don't know what he's doing. And then he swigs a beer.
Yeah, that sounds like him. That sounds exactly like my dad.
Well, almost everyone in the documentary is drinking a beer, because they just kind of like wandered around on the streets and went from one place to another, like bars and such. It's great. I think it's really great.
You know where else I would like to go? To Key West, when they have that naked day. Everyone walks around naked.
They have naked day in Key West?
Yeah, I think it's like in July, around like the 4th of July. Like, you go and everyone just walks around nude. I don't know.
I bet you see a lot of dongs.
I mean, I'm fine with dongs. Like, I'm just saying
you're going to see a lot of dongs.
I'm going to get my sketchbook and draw dongs. Weird old
in
hangers.
With some action lines. Flopping. We did pick up shots for our show that we got to do. We got to do a show. We mentioned it last week on the show that you're listening to. But we got to do something for Maker, and it'll post at the end of the month. But it does involve a Bigfoot.
It does.
And several people asked us to talk specifically about Bigfoot. Maybe because we were posting photos from
I
don't know, but I'm ready to talk Bigfoot, man.
Are you ready right now? Because
I'm
always
ready right now to talk Bigfoot. Give me your hard evidence that he exists.
I've never had a Bigfoot experience.
That was the opposite of what I asked for.
I'd imagine if I walked the Pacific Crest Trail, though, you'd almost 100% see a Bigfoot.
Oh, for sure.
I watched Bigfoot documentaries a lot. And, there's some really good ones where people are sort of like... You know, like, Bigfoot's sort of like one of those things where people are like, oh, he's totally not real, right? But, like, there are, like, some people who are like, no, he's, like, super real. So, I don't know. Like, when a Native American person says, like, oh, yeah, Bigfoot's real, like, I tend to, like, take that a little more seriously.
Oh, yeah, I will believe that. Believe that.
Because, like, they got all kinds of legends and stuff about him.
Absolutely, man. They've been here way longer than we have. And this place is magical, or it was before we started building.
Before we ruined it.
Yeah, before we blew it. Bigfoot exists, okay? Here's my hard evidence.
Okay, you got hard evidence? I'm ready.
I've been in the woods a number of times, heard something, didn't see anything, Bigfoot is real.
Bigfoot's real. That's hard evidence.
The hard evidence is the video, okay?
The
video of Bigfoot walking.
It has a name to it. I'm going to look it up because I want to know. Bigfoot film. What is it? Dude, it's like two guys' names or a guy's name. Patterson Gimli film. That's the name of it.
Ah, Gimli.
Gimlin, sorry. Patterson.
Oh, okay.
Gimli.
Well, it's pretty close to Gimli, so.
We were talking about Lord of the Rings, so I got excited.
Yeah. Well, who wouldn't?
Yeah, man. They did, like, muscle, like, analysis of that, and, like, it's not a person in a suit. Like, it's not. And this is the problem with the Bigfoot, though, right? I mean, unless you, like, go see a Bigfoot, I don't know. You need the. It's like UFOs. Like, you need, like, an experience.
Yeah.
And, like, Bigfoot's, like, super hard to find.
Definitely. Like, you know where he probably is? You know where he probably has a cousin?
Yeah.
The Pine Barrens?
Probably. That's where the Jersey Devil lives.
He does live there. They're neighbors.
Do you think they have, like, parties?
I would imagine, like, the Jersey Devil probably throws the party because he's magical.
Yeah, he just makes it.
Well, Bigfoot's probably magical, too.
I don't know, man. I think he would be less magical than the Jersey Devil. Devils are pretty like they're all magic.
They're from hell, which is a magic hell.
Exactly. Bigfoot's sort of tethered to reality. He's got a job.
I would imagine a Bigfoot is more like a druid.
Yeah.
So he could probably be like, "Oh, we need some shade. Grow a tree."
Yeah, he's like Game of Thrones magic, right? Where it's very subtle sometimes. Mm-hmm. But Jersey Devil's, like, full-blown, like, riding a wraith around.
I want to talk about how I love Wikipedia real quick.
Okay.
Because I was bored at my parents' house while I was home shooting this thing.
Mm.
So I just looked up the Pine Barrens on Wikipedia. I was just going to read about it and learn.
Yeah.
I learned so much.
I used to go there.
In 2 minutes.
In 2 minutes.
But it's so cool to me that I talk about this on Continue Quest. So if you watch Continue Quest, this will be a discussion in the future on an episode. But it's so cool to me that the Pine Barrens was this area that was bad for crops. So people didn't settle there.
Yeah.
And it's just acres and acres of like untouched land.
Which is weird for New Jersey.
It's interesting because when you think of New Jersey, you don't really think of the rural aspect of it, but there's so much. There's so many farms, and, you know, the Pine Barrens is huge.
Yeah, it's massive.
So it's so cool to me that we have this piece of untouched land, like this old world that kind of sits right around civilization.
Yeah.
And it even has a magical story that's tied to it.
Like any good place. Every place needs a magical story. There's a few around us, around where I live. There's a few.
Well, those are you got more ghosts.
There's ghosts and there's like old curses, like Jim Thorpe is like a thing, like the town of Jim Thorpe. That's a story that's like supposedly a cursed town, because Jim Thorpe was a Native American and the town like wanted to be famous, so they were like, we're gonna like buy his body when he dies. And, like,
that's awful.
His wife was like, no, you know, because, like, she's his wife.
Yeah, you can't buy my husband's dead body.
Yeah, so they bought it, right? And then they, like, just named their town after him because he was, like, in like, the 20s and stuff, and he was, like, super famous, like, athlete. And, like, now it's, like, super haunted. So
I believe it, man. I mean, that's got all the things lined up for a curse.
For a haunting. A haunting
for
curse.
A haunting. I'll tell you right now, I've talked about this before probably, but guys, ghosts exist.
Ghosts are real.
You like it or not. Okay? Ghosts are real.
Yeah, well, you don't like coming over to my house because there's ghosts here.
There are ghosts there.
I think the first thing you said when you walked in was like, this place is haunted.
You could shoot an episode of Fear. Remember that MTV show
the Fear,
with the cameras, the mounted cameras?
Yeah.
You could shoot that in your house.
I mean, that's mostly because I just live here and I keep it real creepy.
You should produce that show. That should be a YouTube show that you do.
It's
where
just
you
me.
Mount a camera to yourself and you just like you're just doing your everyday things and then like you're washing dishes and you're like, what was that?
Dude, there's been weird things that have happened here. Tell us. Well, the one time I had like a I don't know, I might have told this on this show, but like there was I have an old ice crusher, like it's like a manual like hand cranky ice crusher if you want to like crush ice. And I was downstairs, and like I heard something fall, like something really loud, like thudded, you know. And I walked upstairs, and I was like, "What the hell?" Like, what? I thought it was a cat or something. And I like walked into the kitchen where the ice crusher was, and it was flipped over on its top. Like, it's like a really long, sort of like a square, like cylinder, square cylinder. You know what I mean? And so like there was like an ice pick in the back of it, like shoved in the where the hinge is. There's like a hole you could put an ice pick in. So like it was flipped completely over, like just flipped, and like. I don't think a cat can do that.
Wait, where was the ice pick?
It was on the ground. It, like, fell out.
That's really strange, man, because that sounds like ghost shit right there.
It does sound like ghost shit. And, like, because, like, that's not a natural... I mean, the chances of that occurring naturally are, like, absurd. Like,
now, let's talk about what the chances are. Like, what really could have happened?
It would have had to have been some, Final Destination shit going on for that to happen, like some crazy thing, you know?
Yeah, like some crazy chain of events, yeah. Like some crazy Rube Goldberg. But that was the only thing that was really touched upstairs, and your cats were like freaked out, right?
Well, my cats like hide and stuff sometimes, and they see shit, you know, like, and I'm like, oh, that's kind of creepy. I mean, doors slam in my house, which is fucked up.
You live in a real old place too.
It's like 100 years old.
Yeah, like, and, no joke, it's almost 100 years old, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, this building is, like, 90-some years old, but, like my family's died in here, and all kinds of people that were related to me have died in my house, so...
Isn't it that people go to your house to die?
Yes!
They're like, all right, we gotta lay this one down.
Well, that's why I'm here. I'm just waiting to die.
You're waiting to rot and pass away.
That's sort of what, like, living in a house is like, right? You're just sort of like, well... I guess I have to die here.
Any old day now. Any old day.
It's coming.
So ghosts exist because a lot of the times it's when people's minds fill in the gaps of what occurred. And so in that sense, like, the mind just makes up stuff to fill in the blanks to explain things that happen that it can't connect.
That's a great way to put it.
So in your mind, ghosts exist because that's what your brain just did.
Right. Like,
that's what's so crazy about your brain is that you're not in control of that at all.
People think that, like, oh, I'm me, right? I'm just, yeah. And it's like, no, you're just firing impulse. You're like an engine. It
exactly.
Just runs.
I think I've talked about this before, but like your brain doesn't have any control over what your voice sounds like.
Right.
That's just the result of the body that your brain is trapped in.
Right. It's crazy.
So when you think and you hear a voice in your head when you're thinking, if you do, you maybe have schizophrenia.
Maybe.
But if you, the voice in your head when you are thinking, it's not the same as your speaking voice.
Right.
Or at least mine isn't.
Right.
So.
It's that episode of Batman. He knew, like, when he was dreaming, he was like, well, I called myself Bruce, and I never call myself Bruce. I call myself Batman. That's my favorite.
Is that the animated series?
Yeah, it's my favorite episode of that show.
Wait, who's the villain in that one?
Scarecrow. I think he traps him in, like, a dream world or something.
Oh, and, man, and that sounds pretty cool.
It's a great episode. But, yeah, like, I don't know. Like, whenever I've had, like, weird experiences, it's always sort of like a glitch. Like, you're like you said, like, your mind has to fill it in. But, like, it's so absurd what you're experiencing that, like, I think that's when people start to be like, well, it's... not real, because it doesn't feel real, because how can it be, right?
That's
like,
exactly.
It's like your brain's in conflict with itself. Like, how could this be occurring?
Yeah, because it can't figure it out sometimes,
yeah.
I think, right? So, I don't know. I think that's a fun way to think of it. And it's, you know what? The world is so boring. If you don't believe in ghosts, if you just simply write off ghosts and aliens, like, it's so much fun. It's like,
yeah.
It's fun to think of that stuff. Like, that's the magic that still exists in our world.
I'm, like, way more into aliens, personally. Like, I love ghost shit, but, like, aliens to me, that's, like, so fascinating. Like,
aliens is fun.
I love me some aliens.
Do you have any encounters?
Oh, yeah.
You had an alien encounter?
Just one weird thing that's happened. I was coming home from, a beer distributor. I wasn't drunk, but, like,
okay.
My one friend who I went to high school with, like, she was driving us home or whatever, and we saw I saw like a sphere, like a metal circle sphere in the sky, and it was the middle of the day, like totally daytime, summertime, and I looked at it and I was like, whoa, and I looked at her to see if she was seeing it, and I looked back and it was gone. And I was like, did you see that? You know, to her, and she was like, I don't want to talk about it. And that was...
What?
Yeah. So that was my experience with... it's Bucks County. Bucks County is like a hotbed for that shit. Like,
it is. You want to know why? Plenty of rural area,
yeah,
for aliens and ghosts to, yep, harvest power from the earth.
That's right. Ringing Rocks.
Oh, yeah. Like, Ringing Rocks.
Weird shit happens there, right? Because it's all magnetic.
It's a haunted place.
It's like super magnetized.
Yeah, it's really strange. Well, we just did that Bigfoot,
yeah,
show. We just did a kind of a spooky, kind of scary show,
uh-huh,
that we did for Maker. And I was looking through a book I have of, remember Weird New Jersey?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah,
well,
yeah.
They did. They ended up doing like a weird PA,
yeah,
and then like a weird New York, I think.
I think it
well.
Was a show and also for a short time. I think they
very,
made a
very
show.
Very short time, yes, yeah. They're kind of a really neat group of people just because I think they have like parties and stuff every year.
That's cool.
So it's still like this little active community of people who enjoy this kind of like weird...
I love it.
Weird rural world. I love it. Yeah, I think it's great. But I was looking through the weird PA book and Ringing Rocks is featured on,
yeah,
there.
Yeah, Ringing Rocks is super weird. Like, there's like obvious like geological scientific reasons why they're there. They're what they are, if anyone doesn't know, they're just it's like a boulder field, like massive boulder field with no trees in it. And if you take a hammer, and I think you can rent hammers at it.
Yeah.
You can like, you hit them and they ring. They go bing, bing, bing. It's like they're super like nickel and iron. So
yeah, it's fun. It's cool. Like it makes a really neat sound.
Yeah, we used to skip school and go to it.
Damn,
we were cool.
That is cool. Hey man, we're gonna go to this park and just ring some rocks.
Yeah, we're gonna go hit some rocks and smoke.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bucks County.
But yeah, that, hey, you know what? Why don't you say we wrap up that,
okay,
with the spooky talk right there? I always love talking spooky stuff.
I love it.
So
I could talk about it all day.
I could talk all day. But we have more things that people want us to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't we take a quick break?
Okay.
We'll come back and we'll have some more topics. First one, guys, favorite Stallone film. Stick around.
Oh, man.
Josh, what is your favorite Stallone film? Hollis Hornbeek asked. We're going to answer.
Go. That's an unbelievably good question. Easy one for me. Demolition Man, number one.
Oh, yeah. Demolition Man is real fun.
Great movie. Also, underrated movie, Assassins. Great.
Assassins? I don't think I've ever seen it.
It's got Antonio Banderas, and it's super 90s. Like, I think in the beginning, like... Julianne Moore's in it, and she's doing like super 90s Windows 95 stuff, which is pretty fun.
You remember in The Net when she ordered a pizza?
The pizza.
On the beach?
Yeah, she orders,
yeah,
the pizza. You can just.
That was some future shit.
You can do that now. You can just, yeah, order it. And I like Tango and Cash is good, but my favorite character name of Stallone's in a movie, Lieutenant Marion Cobra Cobretti. From Cobra. They weren't even trying.
Cobretti.
Cobretti. Real name.
That's a fantasy fiction name, by the way.
Dude.
In line
it's,
with fantasy fiction.
It's up there.
Fiction,
it's up
least.
There.
I think those are good choices. Uh-huh. I'm going to go ahead and say it, man. Stop or My Mom Will Shoot.
That's a great movie, too.
No, I saw that when I was a kid. We rented it. It's not my favorite one. Rocky. I mean, how can you not say Rocky?
Of course, Rocky. Rocky 2? Not Rocky 2? I don't know. I think
Rocky 2 is fun, but... 4 is better. I think 1 and 4 are the best ones.
4 is great. Death Race 2000? That's a great one.
Yeah.
He's in that. I don't think he talks in that.
Was that... That wasn't his first movie, was it?
No, he's in a bunch... I'm looking at the IMDb. He's in a bunch of weird stuff. He was in a movie called Clute. I don't know what that is.
No idea. What's that one? What's that comedy he made, Oscar?
Yeah.
You know Rambo 5?
Yeah.
Wait, no. Is it 5? How many Rambo? They did 4. The fourth Rambo movie, which is just Rambo.
Rambo. The new one. The newest one.
If you like action movies, that movie's awesome.
I have a confession. I've never completely seen a Rambo movie in my life.
The first Rambo is a good movie. That's a good film.
They put them on Netflix.
They are on Netflix, I think. And Rambo 2 is when it starts to be a crazy action movie.
Yeah.
Rambo 1 is very much about PTSD.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a good, I think it's a pretty good movie.
I can't watch movies about PTSD because it brings up my PTSD.
Well, it was before we knew it was called PTSD.
Yeah, it was just you have war problems.
He's got old Green Beret.
he's got watch too many guys get killed.
Yeah, well, that's sadly what is the cause of that.
No over the top, though. Not, I was never into over the top. Never liked it.
Oh, what? Oh, my God.
It's
he,
so goofy.
He picks up his stepson and drives around and arm wrestles guys. It's the dumbest plot. It's as dumb as that, but guys... You have to see some roided up beef arms in that movie.
Oh, dude, have you seen him like recently?
Is he back? Is he back in shape?
Yeah, he looks awful because he's like 70. He's like a 72-year-old man. And
speaking
like...
of being a 72-year-old man, The Expendables, the first one, I thoroughly enjoyed.
The first one's great, and then like. Very quickly, you're like, oh, okay, I get it.
Yeah.
Like, the second one, you're like, oh, okay. All right.
Stone Cold's in the first one, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, man, speaking of Stone Cold, several people want us to talk about wrestling.
Okay. My knowledge is limited to, like, 1988 to 1992.
Hey, that's fine. Hey, that's fine. Drew, Bryce Dury, I'm sorry if you say your name wrong. A lot of people wanted us to talk wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
Josh, who is your favorite scary wrestler? Since we're on a scary theme here, who's your favorite
scary wrestler? Papa Shango, maybe?
Papa Shango? You know Papa Shango went on to be. Do you know who he went on to be?
Was he one of the gold? Was he Gold Dust? Was he one of those? That guy was everybody, right?
So that was Dusty Rhodes' son.
Who was Papa Shango?
Papa Shango went on to be The Godfather.
The Godfather? Really?
Do you remember The Godfather?
Yeah.
He would come out and he would say, it's time once again to step aboard the Ho train. And he would have women with him. It was a ridiculous time in television.
Dude, that was like when wrestling was like, just do what the fuck ever.
Here is my take on all that. TV went through the 80s, which it was like, you know, 80s and 90s TV, it kind of went off the rails crazy.
Yeah.
And at the end of the 90s, it was like bonkers. Like if you go and watch Raw, old episodes of Raw, it's crazy.
Yeah.
There's a moment where several wrestlers are in blackface. That's not a lie.
That's fucking crazy.
It was crazy. And then 9/11 happened and we rolled it back. We said, hey guys, we got to take a look at ourselves and figure out what we need to put on TV.
There's a great 30 for 30. It's called like July 19th, 1994. It was the day
OJ Simpson had his chase.
Yeah, he did the chase. And also that day, like all these crazy things happen in sports. But it's really interesting 30 for 30 because it kind of just like plays clips. And it sort of talks about like that's the day television like was like, oh, wait, like this is what people want. They want this crazy, like not gore, but like over. Like sexualized shit, and that's the day. Like, you know, I think television was like, oh, we'll just do like reality shows and stuff, because that happened in like '99 too.
They talk about how many helicopters were in the air.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That chase.
Yeah.
Like I think like one person takes their camera from the Bronco and it looks up at the rest of the sky and it's just like all these helicopters.
I think some of them got into a fight or something. There's a story of like two of the helicopter pilots from that chase, like. Had sex changes. It's crazy. Like, it's crazy. Like, not that that's crazy, but, like, there's all these weird, like, just very odd things that happened because of that. I don't know.
Yeah, they saw that and they were like, you know what? I gotta be who I really am.
Yeah, I don't want to be like OJ. I want to be in touch with my feminine side.
That's a good one, though. That's a good 30 for 30.
Yeah,
I've watched that one.
Yeah.
You know what's a great one? Is Catching Hell.
Catching Hell? Which one's that one?
That's the one about... gosh, I forget his name now. I'm sure plenty of people know it. But the guy who caught the foul ball during the playoff game.
Oh, yes. Steve Bartman was his name.
Steve Bartman, yeah. That's a great documentary about how... I mean, it's basically about how like the internet gets upset over something.
Yeah.
Before the internet was really a thing.
Yeah. The Bo Jackson one is unbelievably good.
That's like a Homeric story.
Yeah, it's like mythical. And there's one I watched recently called Angry Sky about a guy in the 60s who wanted to jump out of a balloon like the guy who did recently, the Red Bull dude. But this is in the 60s, and it's a really cool story about like how like obsessed he was about it. Like it became like his life, and then he like ultimately like he dies because of it, because you can't just jump out of a balloon from space. It's like really hard to do.
Yeah, that's very, very true. I think the dude who did the Red Bull one that people watched live, he like almost passes out, right?
Yeah, that. I mean, it's like unbelievably, incredibly.
It's got to be incredibly taxing. Yeah. And crazy. Hey, just to go back to wrestling real quick, I'll tell you my favorite spooky wrestler, and it's Giant Gonzalez. Do you remember him?
No. Who's that?
Johnny
Gonzalez?
Giant Gonzalez.
Giant.
So, during one of the Royal Rumbles, I forget which year, the Undertaker's in the ring, and the Undertaker's like the one of the biggest men in the WWE, and then all of a sudden this unannounced guy
comes out
from the back.
I remember.
And he's wearing a bodysuit that has airbrushed muscles all over.
Yeah, and he's hairy.
And he's got hair over his crotch.
Yep.
It's like a very bizarre suit, because who would make the conscious decision to wear that as like a wrestler?
It's kind of meta. It's a little bit meta, right?
It's weird. Well, it's very much in like this kayfabe world. Kayfabe is the word for the reality that wrestling is set in, you know. It's very, very strange, but he's my favorite spooky one, because he comes out and beats up the Undertaker, and then he and the Undertaker feud very briefly, and then he's kind of gone after that.
Yeah, the Undertaker is sort of like timeless. Like, you can't beat the Undertaker.
Well, he's still wrestling for some reason.
He's
crazy.
He's going to die. You can't. It's going to be like real life The Wrestler is what's going to happen.
The action figure of Giant Gonzalez, pretty sought after. It's kind of rare.
He was only around for like two seconds. Like, he was like, oh, I'm here and I'll see you.
Yeah, I think there was maybe a SummerSlam match or something. Do you remember when there was the fake Undertaker?
Yes.
Tim Jennings, who has been on the show before and will be on in the future, the creator of Stone's Realm, he was at that show.
That's cool.
Yeah, that SummerSlam.
Oh, man.
We have another question here. Why was Syndication Station taken off YouTube?
We have no idea.
Robert Moon asks, and we have no idea. We started posting it. It was getting views, subscribers, likes.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, it was like, we decided that your account was spam.
Right.
And it's deleted, which is kind of crazy, because I think YouTube wants to bring more podcasts to YouTube.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense at all.
It was like they did not email us, they just deleted the channel, and we're like, go flip yourself.
Yeah,
so not really sure why that is, but it was taken off for that reason. The reason is there is no reason.
The reason is somebody decided it happened, so it did.
Pork Chop Express 86 asks, favorite TV show growing up?
Oh my god. Oh, there was a lot of television shows on. I liked a lot of cartoons when I was really little. I loved Dino Saucers was a huge thing. Also, Dino Riders was big when I was little.
Dino Riders was freaking awesome.
I loved Dino Riders. Like, show, though? Probably Star Trek. I mean,
Yeah, you would watch Star Trek after cartoons, right?
Yeah, I had to, like, wait around, you know, because cartoons would be on, and then golf would come on after cartoons. Yeah. And then you had to sit through golf until, like, 4. And I think that's when Channel 57 in Philadelphia played the Star Trek, the Next Generation would come on a Saturday. So
I remember it would come on and I would not watch because I wasn't interested yet.
Oh, man. Like, I don't know what it was. I just loved it. I never got into the original Star Trek show that much. The movies are great, but the show wasn't really on when I was a kid a lot. So, I don't know. I just started watching it, and I loved it.
I probably would have gotten into it if I'd given it a real chance.
Oh, yeah.
Write it off for being something that wasn't a cartoon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But you know what my favorite show was when I was a kid, man?
What's that?
Double Dare. I loved Double Dare.
Double Dare.
I wanted to be on it so bad.
We have to find the episode that Luke Brown is on.
I don't know if that's real, dude.
You don't think so? I
don't know if that's a real thing. I did my research, all right?
Yeah.
I found an episode guide online. I searched for both of Luke's names.
Yes.
And I found the corresponding episodes on YouTube, and I did not find anyone that kind of reminded me of Luke at all.
I thought I did one time. Luke kind of looked really different when he was a kid. Luke might not be like Luke. They might have replaced him at some point because he looks so different when he's a child.
He may be a ghost. He might be. He's probably Papa Shango now.
Oh my God, he got dusted. He got hypnotized.
Do you remember when Papa Shango made, I think it was the Ultimate Warrior's head bleed?
Yeah.
Blackness?
Yeah, he used his crazy Papa Shango magic.
Yeah. Super racist character. Let's just go on the
very, old school, 1930s racism.
Yeah.
Really bad.
Another show I absolutely loved and I still love to this day is Pete and Pete.
Pete and Pete was great. All the Nickelodeon shows, because I didn't have cable when I was little. I think when we moved, when I was 8, I got cable. And that's when Pete and Pete and stuff started coming on. And I was a crack addict. I loved it.
I watched Nickelodeon from morning to the end of the day. You know, I loved it. I loved all the shows that were on
Alex
there.
Mack. And
Alex Mack was fun. Yeah. That's probably when I started to stop watching. When Cousin Skeeter came out. Remember that show? I definitely stopped watching then. I did not watch that show.
I hated Roundhouse. I hated it.
Oh, Roundhouse was a very weird show.
It was like Mickey Mouse Club, but Nickelodeon. And it was for hip, cool dancing kids. Who the fuck was dancing around when they were 12?
Well, it was for an older audience, the audience that was just about to start watching MTV.
Yeah.
So I think it was geared towards them a little bit more. But yeah, Roundhouse was I did not.
Not my favorite.
Definitely turned off the TV when that came on.
Yeah.
Or put on the video games. Is there any new music you're listening to, Josh? Cleveland wants to know.
All of Cleveland.
The whole state. It's a state now, by
it's
the way.
It's a state
guys.
Of mind.
It was a city. They love the city so much, they turned it into a state.
Not really. I don't know. I put Pandora on a lot and I don't know. Big Data is pretty good.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of good. I don't know. I haven't really.
Yeah.
I've been listening to old music a lot. So
something I've been doing is that I go and look at, an old band that's very successful and I say, what was this all about? And I try to listen to a couple albums and see if I can get into it. Did that with Fleetwood Mac. Loved it.
Yeah.
Did that with ELO. Loved it. You guys have heard about this in the past. I haven't been too up to date with new stuff, though.
Yeah.
Except for the new High on Fire, which I mentioned episodes ago, so.
Yeah, I don't really, I don't know. Hip-hop, usually, I'm up with, but I don't, listen to, whole albums. Because, hip-hop albums kind of don't function that way. You know
what's funny is that hip-hop albums have a lot of sketches.
Yeah, they love sketches. That's always been a thing.
Ludacris got some great sketches.
Ludacris, yes, yeah.
It's just so interesting to me that comedy was kind of always a part of hip-hop.
Yeah.
I don't know why that was.
I don't know.
There's no other music genre that there's, on the album it's, in parentheses, this one's a sketch.
Yeah.
This isn't a song. This one's a sketch.
It's weird, but I don't know. I don't know. I've been listening to Crosby, Stills, Young, and Nash and Young. I've been doing that a little bit.
Oh yeah,
I'm getting into some old weird dad music. I don't know.
You know what I'm gonna? You know who my next target is for the why is this? What is this kind of thing? Michael McDonald. I'm gonna.
Oh yeah.
Gonna take a hard look.
You should hang out with Mike Sador if he loves Michael McDonald.
Well, I think Doobie Brothers are great.
Yeah, Doobie Brothers are great.
That's one I came across while home, because my parents have Sirius satellite radio, and I put on the Yacht Rock station, played some Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and Young, and then they played this old hit.
Oh my God.
Only a fool believes if you couldn't identify it, guys.
You should know it. You've heard it. Everyone's heard it.
The Michael McDonald pipes. They're wonderful.
Pipes. He's my favorite scary wrestler, too, weirdly enough.
Michael McDonald?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I remember that time he beat up Paul Shango and made him bleed black from his soul.
Yeah, dude. He was this is too racist. We got to put an end to this character.
Oh, man.
The Eagles season thus far, Josh. Brian DeLeon wants to know.
Oh, my God. I mean, it can't get much worse, so...
The Philadelphia Eagles are a team who've never won a Super Bowl, and they won't win one this year.
No. I don't know what's going on, man. We were shooting on Sunday, so I had to, like, watch it on my phone, meaning I had to just, like, keep up with it. And Jude, who was this guy working on the show, he was listening to it on an app. And at some point, I was just like, I don't even want to know anymore. I don't care.
I started to catch about half of it, and it was, I think I said to my father, I was like, this is one of the worst football games I've ever watched.
It was horrible.
It's hard for me to be as engaged as I have in the past with football, with everything we know about how they covered up concussions.
Yeah.
It's really, really sad. It's like, it's hard for me to get into football as much as I used to.
Yeah, I mean, the NFL certainly in the past, like, 10 years or so has really turned me off in many ways. Like, that's one of them. The penalties, like, I was watching last night's Monday night's game. Penalties are insane. Like, it's insane. Like, they're just, it's crazy. They just call so many penalties, and it sucks. Like, it's just shitty to watch.
Well, there are so many penalties now because they finally realize that this game where you throw bodies at each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. The end result of that is that people die. People develop a brain disease and they die.
Yeah, your body can't handle that.
it's super sad. Like, Junior Seau is a dude who should be alive. It's sad.
A lot of guys, man. Like,
a lot of guys. That's just one that I pick from an example just because he very shortly after he retired, it's really sad. There's a book that came out, I believe, called The League of Denial.
Yeah.
I believe there was a special created and then canned because the NFL flexed their muscle and got rid of it.
Yeah.
It's sad, man. It's a bummer.
It sucks. Like, also, like, I don't know. The NFL, like, with, like, Spygate and, like, all this shit and, like, Deflategate and all that. Like, I just get so sick of it. I get so sick of, like, the politics of this sport, you know? It's like a fucking sport. Like, I don't know, you gotta, like, keep people safe, and you can't, like, cover that shit up. Like, that's crazy.
What happened is, when football first began, I do want to talk about football now, because it is, now I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
When football first began, it was this sport, like, a bunch of records were set, because people were still learning how to, like, play the game and manipulate, like, players and confuse people and hide things.
It's war. It's strategy. It's chess.
Yeah, it was real strategy. And then the 70s came along, and the Steelers and the Raiders realized that you could just punch each other in the face and then in the neck.
Then you could just do drugs. You could just be like, oh, there's drugs that make me strong.
You could take steroids. You could do coke and be all crazy and just, like, physically attack another human being under the guise of a sport.
Yeah.
And then we learned all this stuff, and they covered it up in the 80s and the 90s.
Yep.
And then finally it's come to light that, like, hey, you can't treat people that way. So they implemented all these rules, and then now they can celebrate it by going, look at who just set a new record for passing, because people can't punch quarterbacks anymore.
Right, people can't punch quarterbacks anymore, and you can't, like, put your hands all over any receiver. Like, if you look at a receiver, it's a fucking pass interference. It's, oh my God, it just drives me so crazy. It's awful. It's a very bad product.
You know, wins and losses are such a huge deal when you only have 16 games.
Yeah.
And winning relies so much on, like, getting the good calls and, like, not having your player get a collarbone broken in the middle of the game.
Right.
So, I mean, it's so fluky to me.
It's gambling is what it is.
How about the gambling that is straight up on TV now? It's FanDuel. Guys, we're going to openly advertise that people should bet on this.
Well, the NFL's super hypocritical because they're, like, so anti-gambling. Like, they'll never come out and be like, you know, gambling's okay, like, because it's, like, against their image, right? Their whole family image that they want to, like, push on you. But then again, they'll be like, well, yeah, well, FanDuel, we'll take your money, you know?
Yeah,
like,
FanDuel can run ads. Yeah. You guys want to develop a gambling problem? Have you never gambled before and you want to try it and see how it is?
Yeah.
And it's like, so-and-so won $20,000.
Right.
It's like, you know, how many people exist like that. How many people lose a lot of money? Right. We should, anyway, I mean, that's gambling. That's a whole other thing.
It's crazy. It's just crazy that the NFL is like just the way it is now. It sort of sucks because like I love football and I really
enjoy the game of football. Yeah. It is exciting. It's fun, but I mean, it's kind of hard. You kind of can't undo what has been done.
Yeah,
in terms of like creating this violent sport and then trying to make it, you know,
it's sort of like baseball. It's sort of like baseball in the 90s where everyone was, you know, jacking like home runs like every 2 seconds. Like Brady Anderson, a guy who nobody knows his name now, was hit home like 50 home runs like 3 seasons in a row, and then they're like, oh, you can't do steroids anymore, and then he's like, okay, and he never hit like a home run like ever again.
Yeah. Well, I mean, steroids kind of saved baseball.
Yeah.
People were really pissed when the players held out.
Yeah.
I think baseball is the better sport. That's America's game for a reason, man.
Yeah, baseball is a perfect sport.
It is. It's getting better. They're implementing new rules. The replay option is good.
Yeah.
But anyway, moving on. Hey, why don't we take a break here? We're going to come back. Let's tease what we'll talk about. People ask us. We got a couple hypotheticals here.
Oh, these
fantasy
are good.
Hypotheticals. We'll get into some real fantasy talk. And my Nickelodeon magazine subscription. Guys, stick around. Said about football, if the Eagles were doing well, we would be singing their praises.
Dude, I'd suck an Eagle's dick if they were doing well.
What does an Eagle's dick look like?
I don't know. Probably not very good. All animal dicks look
okay,
weird.
Hold on. All right. I'm going to Google it. You're going to hear my real reaction.
All right. I'm going to
an Eagle's dick.
I'll do the same.
All right.
An Eagle's dick. Images.
Well,
Dick Vermeil.
Dick Vermeil comes out, the coach of the team that went to
Super Bowl 15.
What does an Eagle's dick look like? Oh, well, there's just Eagles eating people. Oh, here's one. There's a guy wearing Eagle slippers.
Eagle's dick.
And he has no pants on. It's just a dick out.
That's what an Eagle's dick looks like. It's just that guy.
Oh, man. That must be it. You know what? I think that's it. I don't think I'm going to find out today.
It's so hard to find out what an Eagle's dick looks like.
Josh, TJ Denzer asks,
oh, TJ.
Assuming a Warcraft or Ragnarok just broke out in your backyard, and that's what you had to do for an afternoon, what kind of magic or weapon would you carry into the fray?
I love swords, but it's kind of boring.
Yeah. Dude, I would do whips, dude.
Just double whips.
Double whips. No
Holy
one would come near me, man.
Shit, man. That's crazy. I don't know.
You'd get cracked right on your face, dude. How are you going to even come at me?
I would be too afraid of just the sound. It's like a psychological weapon.
Yeah, dude. You should go and watch some good whip cracking videos on YouTube. They're cool.
Dude, I used to, I think I was watching a History Channel show where they like buy things or whatever. One of those shows where they're like, here's an old thing. Like, apparently, like, old whips are like super valuable because like they never like they're great all the time, apparently. Like they never go bad, I guess.
Oh, I guess they were just so well crafted.
Yeah, like there's like super like high, like anything, there's like high end whips, which is interesting. I don't know. Maybe a dagger. Maybe I'd be like a shivman. Shivman. People.
You'd be like a guy who's like, oh no, I'm not really in this war right now, I'm just walking by.
Just kidding, I'm in it now. Yeah that's what I would do.
Joe Scott says, if you could pick one fantasy spell and cast it infinitely, what would it be?
One fantasy spell.
I got mine. I'm fucking,
oh,
I'm ready.
Man, I don't know. What? Oh, God.
I think you're going to agree with me when I say this.
You go. Help
me.
Sleep?
Yeah. I would just put myself to sleep at night and be like, oh, man, I got to get to bed. Sleep.
They make that spell. It's called ZQL.
Oh, okay.
It's called Take Some Dramamine Before You Go to Sleep.
Well, the
sleep's good. I would pick Rappel so nobody would talk to me. I'm antisocial
that's
today.
That's a good one.
Just nobody talk to me.
Kevin Del Rio asks us to talk about Dom's Nickelodeon magazine subscription. Always wondered how dope they must have been.
Oh,
Nickelodeon
man.
Magazine was a really interesting magazine because it was articles that they thought kids who watch Nickelodeon would want to read, and they were right. They were good articles. Interviews with celebrities that appeared on Nickelodeon.
On Nickelodeon, yeah.
Cartoons. They had comics in them.
Dude, I had a Star Wars fan club subscription when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah?
And that was before the prequels and all that shit. So that was, like, the only, like, link you had, like, once a month. You get a magazine that was also just, like, a catalog of, like, buy this, you know? And that was how you had to live. That was how you had to, like, live through the things you liked. There was no internet, so.
There was no internet, and there was not as much merchandising.
Yeah.
I picked up some magazines at a flea market when I was home recently, at a recent home trip. I picked up a bunch of issues of Dragon magazine.
Oh, my God, that sounds awesome.
Yeah, it was like a role-playing magazine, so it has a bunch of new games that are coming out, like ads for Shadowrun.
Oh, wow.
And, like, it was like new D&D, like, inspired game and, like, stuff like that, and, like, maps for you to use as
That's
a dungeon
cool.
master. It's really cool. I always, like, I think magazines are really neat. I really like Heavy Metal, too. Heavy Metal's a really neat magazine
metal.
To get.
Yeah.
I love old magazines. Different worlds, man.
Magazines,
Nintendo Power, I love it.
Magazines were awesome, and there's something, like, you know, about, like, the tactile nature of, like, looking through a magazine that people don't, like, mm-hmm. do anymore because everything's, like, instant. Everything's instant, and it's, like, disposable. Like, everything's just throwawayable.
Yeah.
So, I love magazines also. They're great.
They're a lot of fun, especially the ads.
Yeah.
I love looking at the old ads.
I love old Nintendo ads.
Oh, yeah.
You want to piss your parents off? Yeah, they're so weird.
Yeah, it's like they tried this edgy kind of thing, and it was under the guise of play it loud.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like they couldn't say, like, fucking parents should suck a dick. Says Sonic. Buy a Sega. but yeah, the play it loud stuff, it was always really strange. There was an ad for some video game that is very, very good, and I have the Nintendo Power issue, and it's the first, when you open up the cover, it's the first ad, and it's just some white dude with, like, a septum piercing and, like, a hat. And he's, like, talking, and there's, like, a wall of text next to him.
Oh, my God.
It's like, that doesn't make me want to buy a game. Like, these cool, edgy 90s kids do not make me want to buy a game.
So crazy, because, like, nobody, like, it was this weird transition where nobody knew, like, how to, like, mix the two things together. Like, computers were a thing, but there was no internet yet. So they were just like, throw shit at the wall and see if it works.
Well, that's why I love commercials, because there's some really good commercials, and then there's some commercials that you're like, why did they do that?
Yeah, it's, dude, I don't know.
Commercials nowadays are, some of them are good, but 90s and 80s commercials are real special.
I can't stand commercials now, just because I don't have cable, so I don't watch TV. So when I, like, I'll go to my mom's to eat dinner, and they're, like, always watching TV, and I'll sit there, and, like, a commercial will be on, and I'll just be like, it'll piss me off. I'll just get mad at it that it exists.
I watched the game the other day.
Yeah.
And DirecTV has been doing these ads where it's like, hi, I'm Rob Lowe. And I'm like, creepy Rob Lowe.
Yeah,
I have cable and I have DirecTV. They have these new ones, and I think they feature Peyton Manning. And another one features Randy Moss.
Yeah.
But the Randy Moss one is like, hi, I'm Randy Moss. And then it's like, hi, I'm tiny Randy Moss. And the commercial is basically like, being tiny is unmanly and it's stupid. And if you're tiny, you stink.
And, the Peyton Manning one is the high-pitched voice, right?
The high-pitched voice, yeah. It's like, if you have a high-pitched voice, you're bad. Buy DirecTV. Yeah. It's like, what is wrong with us that we have these commercials that, like, people who are watching are that way, and they're not that way by choice.
Right.
Like, why would you try to put that and frame it in a negative light? Like, leave people alone, man. Just say that, like, DirecTV is good because you can get freaking channels
on
it.
What's good about it? Right, exactly. I think we've surpassed the subliminal messaging and gone straight to bliminal messaging. Like,
yeah,
they're just like, you don't want to be a wimpy boy, do you? You know?
Yeah,
like,
if you drink a Bud Light, you might grow a second dick. If you drink a Corona, fucking what? Your balls might fall off, and then everything you know will be twisted.
Get ready to grow some titties, woman. It's like so fucking obnoxious, and I just hate. I just hate it. I can't stand commercial. I hate them. I just can't stand them.
They've been, especially beer commercials in the past, like, 10 years. And in the past forever, beer commercials have always been pretty bad. Robin Hesse asks, great fantasy movies that we should watch, question mark?
Oh, man, I feel like we always say...
the same ones.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. Masters of the Universe is great.
I've actually never seen that one.
It's very... obviously, like, they were like, let's do a He-Man movie, and then somebody in the room was like, wait, what if we make He-Man like Star Wars? And they're like, oh my fucking god, I'm practically jizzing on the money as we speak. But it's great because Courtney Cox is in it, and the Tom Paris from Star Trek Voyager is in it, so I like it. I don't know,
I'll have to check it out, because I think that one is on Netflix, and it's a bad movie, right?
It's super not good, but it's I would say, and I don't say this much, because, like, I don't get into the whole bad movies being good thing, but it's a good bad movie.
Probably the best fantasy movie ever made, start to finish, and I know you'll agree with it, because we've said it before, The Princess Bride. The
Princess Bride is perfect. It's just perfect.
It's a perfect movie.
Yeah.
I sing these praises often, and I'll do it again. Labyrinth and Dark Crystal, fantastic films.
Those are great. Dark Crystal will scare the shit out of you.
It's spooky.
It's still
it's
scary.
A spooky movie.
I like Return to Oz. Return to Oz is great.
That's a real weird one.
It's super weird. It's got Firouza Balk as like an 8-year-old, so she was still creepy when she was 8.
Did you ever see A Knight's Tale?
Oh, yeah. That's the one with the Heath Ledger, right?
Yeah, and...
yeah, it's a good movie.
It's a movie. It's a fantasy movie with a cleavage and some rock and roll.
There's
a
queen in it. Yeah, they stomp out "We Will Rock You" because
it's so weird. It's so strange to me. All right, and finally, this will be our final topic, Josh,
okay?
Because this is usually a pretty generic one. Recommend some movies or TV shows. Philippe Carolt asks that.
Movies or TV shows? Oh my god. Like new ones or any time?
I think any time, any old time.
Watch Deep Space Nine. I'm like a broken record. Everyone needs to watch it. Battlestar Galactica, watch that. The new one.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best show ever made.
The Critic.
We were talking about The Critic the other day. Yep.
Seasons 6 through 9 of The Simpsons. Wondershosen.
Wondershosen was great.
Fantastic show.
I just got a bunch of cat hair in my mouth. Ew. Disgusting.
The first season of Roseanne.
Oh, dude, I can't. I know you love Roseanne. I can't do it. I can't do Roseanne. It was like
Roseanne's great.
It's like too close to like my real life. Like, I just can't.
I think that's why it's great. I think it's it really gets weird later on. But,
oh, it gets super weird.
The first and second seasons of that show are really special.
I've been watching Masters of Sex. I love that show.
Oh, yeah. You and Mike like that show.
Yeah, it's real Mad Men-esque. Mad Men's great, too.
Mad Men is fun. It's a good one. If you like advertising, like I enjoy it, it's fun at that.
That show Happy-ish was great. They canceled it, though, on Showtime.
Yeah, they can't. People were very upset about that.
I love that show. I think that show was... I don't know. It's kind of up my alley. Like, it's very, like, sort of cynical, and I really like that. And Steve Coogan fucking rules, so.
Josh, I will tell you probably my favorite TV show of all time.
What is it?
I feel like I always say the same stuff. Maybe I said this before. But Strangers with Candy is one of my favorite shows. If you want to see good Stephen Colbert, not that there's bad Stephen Colbert, but, like, really good Stephen Colbert, he is awesome in that show.
Dude, you know what I was watching the other day? The Reno 911 movie. I love Reno 911.
Oh, yeah, I almost put that on the other day.
Dude, that movie is great.
Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah, I love that show,
too. Reno 911's a great show, too.
Yeah, Strangers with Candy reminded me of that.
Amy Sedaris on Strangers with Candy. I mean, you could just watch that show just for her facial expressions and her outfits.
Yeah.
She's amazing in that show. Shot in New Jersey.
That look that she gives that, like, tucks her chin under a little... Dude, I can, like, see it in my head right now.
She's hilarious. She's real special. But, hey, man, I think we had a great conversation, a great couple of conversations. And, guys, thank you for outlining a great show for us.
We did it.
I think we had a great time. If people like listening to our voices, that when we're not telling stories, I think they'll enjoy this episode.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, the questions were amazing, so.
If you want to get in on suggesting topics for us for these Wizard Hangs, you can become a Patreon member.
Mm-hmm.
We'll post asking for topics. You'll leave comments like Ty Wilkins, Joe Scott, Brian DeLeon. All of them left these comments, and we just picked them, and we ran with them.
They were great.
We're having fun.
They were really good.
Well, hey, everyone, we're going to get going because we have a ton of stuff to do. I have to give notes on something. You have to edit something. I have to eat. I haven't eaten yet. It's like 2:00. But until next week, you can keep on wizarding. Yeah. Keep on wizarding. See you in your nightmares.
Oh, my God.
Ghosts are real. That's one. That's not even Josh.
I gotta go.
See ya.
Bye.